Yeah, sure. The signs are definitely there. Let's get an analytical perspective on this. Eric Dreitzer is the founder of StopImperialism.com, joins us. Eric Dreitzer, I'd like to have your reaction to how the Arab countries have reacted. And it's interesting reading this AFP entry that says, all the Persian Gulf monarchies except for Qatar and Jordan fear that the Muslim Brotherhood revolution will be exported to them, and Saudi Arabia coming out calling the protesters terrorists. That's just like how the Egyptian media are calling these pro-Morsi protesters. How much of a factor do you think Saudi Arabia is playing in what is going on? Of course, it's the head of the GCC Club of Persian Gulf Countries. It seems to be trying to take control and influence developments like what we're seeing in Egypt, not to mention other countries in the region.
I think that's absolutely correct, and the main point that we should remember is that Qatar has been the paymasters and sort of the power behind the Muslim Brotherhood faction in Egypt, and Morsi was seen widely around the world by keen political observers as being merely kind of the mouthpiece for Qatari finance. And what we've seen in the recent developments is that there is a schism within the Gulf monarchies, within the GCC, and as you mentioned, King Abdullah and the Saudi royal family coming out in support of the military junta, the dictatorship in Egypt. And I think that this is an important development because not only is this a schism within the GCC, this is going to have ripple effects for other parts of the region, particularly, of course, Syria, where up until this point we have understood Saudi Arabia and Qatar as essentially being allied behind their rebels and terrorists that they have sent into Syria. So what effect is this going to have on the ground in Syria? I think this remains to be seen. And this conflict that is continuing to develop between Saudi Arabia and Qatar is essentially a battle for influence within the GCC and within the region. Now, all of this should be understood under the grander umbrella of the United States and the U.S. empire. Saudi Arabia and Qatar, up until this point, have been understood as cornerstones of U.S. foreign policy and U.S. power projection in the region. And so, in effect, what we're seeing is the United States essentially caught in the middle, caught in between these two factions. And, of course, the support of the military junta is, in effect, support of continued crimes against humanity. I don't know any other way to describe what is happening in Egypt. We are seeing essentially summary executions of innocent civilians. Certainly, we are seeing violence on both sides, but none of it justifying the behavior of this military dictatorship, which, whether you like or dislike the Muslim Brotherhood, did overthrow a democratically elected government. Now, it should be said in sort of fairness that the Muslim Brotherhood did not do itself any favors by alienating the vast majority of the population in Egypt by some of their conduct in government. But that is, at this point, a side issue. The main focus on the ground in Egypt is whether or not this military junta, which has wrested power away from the Muslim Brotherhood, is going to be able to hold on. And from all indications, they are being bankrolled by the Saudis and bankrolled by the United States. And I think that gives us the best indicator of where this is heading.
Well, let me catch you on that last part there, bankrolled by the United States. I'd really like to find out, Eric Dreitzer, what is the role of the United States when it comes to reactions? We could even go as far back as when Mubarak was ousted out of power. They were kind of sitting on the fence, didn't know whether to support him or the opponents or the supporters. They flip-flopped, and even reactions coming from the coup, which they didn't call it a coup. Then you have their lawmakers, Senator McCain coming, and I believe it was Lindsey Graham, who called it a coup. And then John Kerry says it's your second chance for democracy. There's some analysts that are saying there's a huge rift between Saudi Arabia and the United States, and it started with the Iraq war, with the ouster of Saddam Hussein, bringing Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, who was Shiite, coming into power. Is there such a thing as a rift right now between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia, not only in terms of Egypt, but other perhaps other countries, like we could mention Iraq? What's going on there with al-Qaeda, a free hand in that country?
Well, I think it's a complicated scenario because many people are looking for a black and white answer. Either Saudi Arabia is or isn't an ally and a proxy of the United States. And I think that it's far less clear-cut than that. I think that there are elements within the U.S. ruling establishment that are still very, very close to their Saudi partners. Of course, the major oil interests, the energy cartel and financiers and others are certainly very close to the Saudis. But as you mentioned, there are some elements which have wanted to move away. But I think that, again, this is in some senses, those analysts who are talking about this, I think, are misreading the situation because, in effect, what we are looking at is the United States playing both sides. And they weren't straddling the fence so much as they were playing both sides back in 2011. They were playing both sides with the ascent of the Muslim Brotherhood, and they're playing both sides now. And this is standard operating procedure for the United States and really for all imperial powers. And so what we're seeing in Egypt right now is essentially trying to play both sides. Remember that the military establishment, going back to the Mubarak era for decades and up until this point now, the military establishment owns the vast sums of wealth and a major portion of the entire Egyptian economy. It is in the hands of these Mubarak loyalists who are part of this military junta. So even though the Muslim Brotherhood gained some sort of democratic political control, the economy was still very much in the hands of the ruling class from the Mubarak era. Now, who is this ruling class? This is essentially the landed interests of international capital. These are industrialists. They own factories. They own infrastructure. They own not only parts of the economy. They own the judicial system. They own much of the infrastructure of the state. And that is what is being employed here. And, of course, the United States has a vested interest in that. Egypt is a major customer for U.S. exports. Egypt is a major part of U.S. foreign policy. And, of course, Iran full well understands the role that Egypt played as being essentially the United States cop on the beat against the Iranians for decades up until quite recently. And as you mentioned, Iraq, and as I mentioned already, Syria, the effects of this are far-reaching. And this rift that we're talking about, the real rift is between Saudi Arabia and Qatar, and it is a battle for influence. The United States would be perfectly happy as long as they can control both sides of this conflict, and that is precisely what they're attempting to do.